Hey kids, this is Atlanta Falcons cheerleader Lindsay here with this week's Read with the Falcon. Today we're going to be reading Beautiful Bananas by Elizabeth Laird and Liz Pitchin. Goodbye, Mama, says Beatrice. She's on her way to her granddad. She's got a present for him. It's a beautiful bunch of bananas. On the way, she meets a giraffe who flicks his tufty tail. He whisks the banana right off of Beatrice's head, and they land with a splash in the stream. Oh, I'm sorry, says the giraffe, who picks some flowers and bends down low to give them to Beatrice. My granddad will like these, she says. A swarm of bees settles on the flowers. Hey, Beatrice cries. She beats the bees off, but the flowers are crushed and spoiled. Stop, says Beatrice. That honey was for my granddad. Oh dear, says the monkeys. They run up into the trees and pick some mangoes for her instead. Beatrice takes the mangoes and hurries on. Suddenly, out jumps a lion. Ah! Screams Beatrice. She's very, very scared. She drops the mangoes and they all roll away. Don't be scared, says the lion. I didn't mean to frighten you. He pulls out one of his whiskers and gives it to her. Beatrice runs on, holding the whisker in her hand. A parrot sees the whisker. He thinks it's a twig. He swoops down and carries it off to build his nest. Come back, shouts Beatrice. That whisker is for my granddad. My mistake, squawks the parrot. He pulls a long feather out of his tail and gives it to Beatrice. On she goes again. But what's that long gray thing dangling down beside the path? Beatrice brushes it with her feather. You're tickling me, gasps the elephant. Achoo! His sneeze blows the feather away. The elephant is sorry. He stretches out his trunk and picks a bunch of bananas for Beatrice. She claps her hands. Oh, thank you, she says. Bananas are best after all. Here at last is Granddad's house, and here at last is Granddad. I've got something for you, says Beatrice, and she gives him his present, a beautiful bunch of bananas. Kids, we hope you enjoyed today's story, and we hope you tune in next week for another Read with a Falcon.